Hi, my name is Riz. I am a drummer and I've been playing drums since 2010. Welcome to Drummer Queen Podcast. We'll be chatting to some awesome female drummers about all things drums. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. I'm Riz and you're listening to the Drummer Queen Podcast. Okay, let's get started, shall we? Hello, hello, drummers. Welcome back to the Drummer Queen Podcast. And in today's episode, we are going to talk about, are you a good drummer? The only reason why I came up with this topic is because the other day I was talking about whether or not Ringo Starr is a good drummer. And I think that he is a good drummer for some reasons, which I will talk about that later in this episode. So, I've been playing drums for almost 11 years now, and for many years I had always thought that being a good drummer is when you can play some crazy drum fill-ins, drum beats, or like simply just being fast on the drums. While in fact, those things are not true. Just because you can play some crazy stuff on the drums doesn't mean that you're a good drummer. And just because you can play fast on the drums, it doesn't make you a good drummer. And for many years, I had always thought that being a good drummer is all about being fast, is all about showing off the speed that you have and how fast. It's all about how fast you can play. That was a very, very false thought I've ever had in my whole career as a drummer. And I think that I have been trying to change that mindset. I've been trying to change that thought, thinking that being a good drummer is all about being fast and everything. And so today I want to talk about what it takes to be a good drummer, or what exactly is a good drummer. So some drummers believe that just because you have an amazing drum skill, you can play all those difficult drum chops, make you a good drummer. But honestly, I do not quite agree with it. Alright, okay, yes, being able to play some advanced stuff on the drums is cool, and it's fine, it's totally okay, like, nothing's wrong with it. But I think that it's not the only thing that will make you a good drummer. And let's take Ringo Starr as an example. Do you think that he played some crazy drum stuff with his band, the Beatles? If you notice this, Ringo always plays some simple stuff on the drums, but do you realize that it just sounds so good, although the drum beats and fill-ins are very simple? Now, can you imagine what it would be like if someone else played the Beatles songs, but with some crazy or even unnecessary drum chops? I don't think it will sound as good as how Ringo played it. No matter how skillful you are, or how you made the drums a little bit more complicated, I don't think that it will sound as good as how Ringo played it. So, do you think that Ringo is a good drummer? Because I think that he is a good drummer because he knows his portion and he's not selfish. Sometimes, some drummers, or even drummers in general, we want to show off or to be more standout in the band, so we tend to play some complicated stuff that are actually not necessary and don't even suit the song at all. And on the contrary, Ringo, he knows his place. He knows how much drums that he needed to add for every Beatles song, regardless if it's too simple or not. And I think that all that he cared about was how to make the song to sound as good as possible, so he played the drums with a proper or even perfect portion. Like, he knew how to make it simple but groovy. And like, alright, to all of you listeners, I want you to do a little favor for me. Try to listen to the Beatles songs and try to play them on the drums and do it exactly as how Ringo played it. And after that, try to play it again, but try to play it with your own version, improvise it, try to add something more complicated to it, and record yourself while you're playing both versions of the Beatles song that you're playing, the Ringo version and your own version, and try to compare both of them. Do you think yours is better, or do you think that Ringo's version is so much better than the complicated ones, the complicated version that you've made? Because I think, well, maybe your version can be a bit better than his, but I'm pretty sure that Ringo's version is so much better than anyone's version ever, in my opinion. And I just feel like he knows how to deliver the song perfectly well. He knows how to add the perfect portion of the drums for each the Beatles song. So like, he's very, very selfless. He doesn't care about it. He doesn't care whether people will think that he is a good drummer or not, whether people will think that, oh, you're playing way too simple or whatever. All right, anyways, I did a bit of research and gathered some opinions from some well-known drummers in the world about what it takes to be a good drummer, or how to see the difference between a good drummer and a bad drummer. I will quote some of them. So the first one, I have an opinion from Brandon Koo. He's a Singaporean drummer, so he's from Singapore, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of you know who Brandon Koo is. He's a great drummer. So Brandon Koo said that being a good drummer doesn't mean that you have to play something complicated. A good drummer is a drummer who knows how to play for the music. And he also stated that the most important thing in playing music isn't the singer, it's not the guitar player, it's not the bassist, it's not the keyboardist, it's not the drummer, but it's the song. And your job as a musician is to serve the music. And what separates a good drummer from a bad drummer is how they approach the music. And honestly, I totally agree with what Brandon said about what separates a good drummer from a bad drummer. Because it's not about who you are. It's not about, oh, I'm a drummer and I need to be more standout, or I'm a great drummer, I want to show the world that I'm a good drummer, so I will show the world that I will play a whole lot of complicated stuff, a lot of advanced chops, advanced drum fills, or advanced drum beats, or whatever, something complicated. No, it's not about that, but it's about how you approach the music and how you serve the music, because it's all about the music. It's not about you, but it's about the music. It's about your band. And then I also have an opinion from Dave Grohl. He said, define the best drummer in the world. Is it someone who is technically proficient, or is it someone who sits in the song with their own feel? And I think that Dave Grohl also believes that Ringo Starr is one of the examples of a good drummer, because Ringo is the king of feel. He could sit in a song with his own feel. So I think that I can say that from both of these amazing world well-known drummers, Brandon Koo and Dave Grohl, I think that they both have a pretty similar opinion that it's not about your skill, it's not about your technicality, it's not only about that, but it's also about how you approach the music, how you play the music. Do you play the music with your heart? Do you play the music, the song, with feelings? Because if not, people can actually feel it. People can actually see and hear that you're not playing it by heart. You're not playing it with feelings. So I just feel like music, it sort of has a soul. It has a soul. And the soul itself is you as the musician. You as the person who played the music itself, you are the soul of the music. So in order to make the music alive, you are the one who is responsible to make the music alive. So if you can't feel the music, if you're not enjoying playing the music, you're not getting yourself into it, you're not pouring your whole heart into the music, into the song itself, I don't think it will make the music alive. So, what does it take to be a good drummer? So, the first thing is that you need to know your portion. How much do you have to play for a song and adjust your playing with the song? I think it's okay to play simple, as long as it makes the song sounds good and groovy. And let's take another example from the Beatles, from Ringo Starr. As you can hear that most of the drumming and most of the Beatles songs, they are very, very simple, but it's just so good to hear. It's you can hear it. It's so groovy. It's so good. Because Ringo knows his portion. He can adjust his playing with the song. He knows how much drums that he needed to add in a song. He knows his portion. And the second thing is that, and I think that it's also very important, is that you need to lower your ego, all right? Like I said previously, sometimes we as a drummer want to show off or be more standout in the band, that we tend to play too much or add some unnecessary drum stuff to the song. But it's all about ego. So do you want to follow your ego, play complicated drum chops, be more standout than other instruments in the band, but it ruins the song and the band? Or do you want to be a good drummer by lowering your ego, play only something necessary, and make the song sound good? And keep in mind that Ringo is the most expensive drummer in the world, although he only played simple drum stuff. However, do you know what's difficult about playing something simple on the drums? It's lowering your ego. And I can say, I don't want to be naive, that lowering my ego as a drummer is absolutely difficult. Because sometimes, at some point, whenever I play with my band, I want to stand out. I want to show off. I want to be more standout than any other instruments in the band. Or like sometimes I have this jealousy within myself, that how come the guitar player has got the chance to show off and, you know, like get his own or her own guitar solo, but me as a drummer, I don't get the chance to show off or to stand out in the band and, you know, just do a little bit of drum solo during the song. But then I came to realize that it's not about that, but it's about making the music good. Like, maybe in some occasion, in some music, in some songs, in a particular song, playing some drum solos in the middle of the song can be really cool. But also at the same time, in some songs, in a particular song, playing drum solo, it's just not your place to do it. It doesn't suit the song at all. So, yeah, you need to lower your ego. Don't think about wanting to be more standout than any other instruments in the band. And don't think about, oh, I want to show off. I want to show the world how good I am. I want to show off my skill. I want the world to know that I am a good drummer, so I want to play all this complicated stuff, all these advanced drum chops, all these advanced drum fills and everything. Anything that's complicated but seems unnecessary for the song. No, it's not about that. But it's about your band. It's about making the song sound good to the listeners. So you need to lower your ego. It's not about you. Keep in mind, it's not about you, but it's about the song. It's about the music. It's about making the music alive. It's about how to make the song, the music, sound good to people. All right. So at this point, I think that I can conclude that being a good drummer isn't just about having a good technique, playing fast, or doing some drum chops, but it's about how you can place yourself, know how much to play, and serve the music very well. I'm sure there are still lots of things that make someone a good drummer, but these two things that I've mentioned previously are the most important ones. So, after listening to this, do you think that you are a good drummer? Alright, to be honest with you, I don't want to be naive. I personally think that I'm not a good drummer myself. Well, not yet, at least. I'm sure that I can change. People change all the time. And therefore, I still have a bunch to learn in order to become a good drummer. In order to make myself a better drummer. Like I said previously, that sometimes I still have the urge within myself that I want to show off. I want to stand out in the band and I want to play some complicated stuff on the drums. But yeah, I still have a bunch of things to learn in order to become a good drummer, to make myself better as a drummer. And I think that one of the things that I need to work on is about lowering my ego, to be honest. Yeah. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's really difficult to lower my ego. But I think that as time goes by and the more I play with more bands or the more I play with people and, you know, having more connections and relations with other musicians, I think that it will help me out to lower down my ego and just play for the music. Play for the song, play for the band, not playing for myself. I'm not here to show off, but I'm here to play a good song. I'm here to play for the band and make the music good and make the music alive. So yeah, that's something that I really, really need to work on. But anyways, I hope that you find this podcast informative or even useful for you to realize if you've been a good drummer or not. And I'm so excited for the upcoming podcast because I will have a guest with me who is one of my good friends. So stay tuned and subscribe or follow Drama Queen Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts to find out more what the next episode will be about. So yeah, I think I'll see you again next week. Have a good day, drummers.